From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And welcome to a very special episode of Defrag Tools, the trivia show, the trivia edition of Defrag Tools. We have a live studio audience here.
Yay!
And we have some Defrag Tools luminaries from previous episodes back for a repeat appearance. We're going to ask them a bunch of questions.
Casey, you are alive.
I think we should have them introduce themselves, but Casey already started.
Sorry.
So we'll start with you, Casey Lanson.
Hi, I'm Casey. I work in the cosine team on Windows.
Awesome.
And in Ninja Cat of fame.
That's true.
I had something to do with that and a couple other things.
She had something to do with the Ninja Cat of t-shirt.
A little bit. I love your shirt. Bedlam, the game. Not the original, just the game on top.
Yeah, there is a game. Right. And we've got Raymond in studio. Raymond
Chen. Hi, I'm Raymond Chen. I started a website back in 2007. For some reason, hasn't been yanked off the air. And Chad's holding a copy of my book, which you might or might not be able to see. It's still available. It's probably piling up in warehouses somewhere. Please take them off my hands. And I don't know what cosine stands for.
I still don't either.
And I'm Larry Osterman, who's been at Microsoft for far longer than I care to admit to just about anybody. I also work in cosine. I also have no clue.
None of us know.
Something about operating
CoreOS
systems.
CoreOS and Intelligent Edge.
See, that wasn't
on point, but that's fine.
That may be we have to
that might be a question.
She may have given a point away already.
Okay. I didn't mean to go on a tangent there.
I think she's going to start off with 1 point.
I think you should do that.
All right. So shall we get started?
We
I'm going to be the official scorer.
So it's just going to be a whole sequence of general trivia questions, history questions, stuff like that. Chad's going to indeterminately decide what each score is worth as we go along.
Sure.
Completely up in the air. The audience may have opinions on that.
We may have to ask the audience. And we're playing for a grand prize of bragging rights.
Awesome.
Yes!
That is exactly what
bragging rights.
Right.
Oh!
I've already got one.
A bragging right? Yeah.
It's okay. I can have a spare.
Yeah. All right, should we get started?
Start us off with a question, Andy.
All right, so the first question, if my machine works, is how many episodes of Defrag Tools are there? So Larry jumped in.
There are.
Including
this one? 203.
Correct, and why is that? Can you say?
I know that because you told me that earlier today.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
This does not seem like a really formally prepared game here.
I pay attention when people talk, and Andrew had mentioned that this is the 200th episode and that there were two more in the can.
But you actually stumbled upon the answer by a fluke because there's three live editions.
Right.
Bring us up to 203. Right.
Then I guess I got
205, but I'll give you the point anyway.
Okay, all right.
But only one, because that's how important this measuring system is.
How many hours of video has Defrag Tools generated?
Wow, this is, I don't know this.
Ram's going to go for it.
I'm randomly guessing 86 because I like that number.
Correct.
Wow.
Good guess.
Woo!
Wow. Somebody else likes that number too.
Actually, I think it's because Raymond's really good at multiple choice questions.
And, there is that.
And C is almost always the answer on a multiple choice question.
Yeah, I was going to go there. I'm like, it's usually.
Yeah.
There's
always one
the
that's
game.
A complete outlier that's totally crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there are other ones that are a little bit less.
This is like SAT question strategy.
What's the Joe
time,
Blogs
right?
answer?
Absolutely.
That's right. That's how I got through the SAT.
My understanding is there was that article where we were changing the way we interview people. Apparently, SAT scores are no longer being taken into account.
Ah.
Because we used to take SAT.
I don't know.
I didn't even know we ever did.
I don't think I've ever seen SAT.
We don't really seem to do
those logic
questions.
We also used to check how high you could jump.
Yeah. Ah, good call.
As long as you can jump higher than a mountain.
And you can weigh a
Well, you had to jump over a chair like Bill Gates.
Yeah, you had to jump over a chair.
Right.
Well, chair jump.
See, I'm dated from the chair throwing range.
Yeah.
Oh, the Balmer era.
Not Balmer. Somebody else.
Somebody else, okay.
Anyway, yeah.
So credits
someone
to the
shall remain nameless.
That was someone who shall remain nameless. I know the answer to that one.
Wait, you studied?
Wait, what?
So credits to the shell team. I've actually got a folder of all the videos, which are in various file formats. But if you select them all and go properties, it even though the different file formats, it actually gives you the collective time.
The total running time.
So, look at that. Wait, that is impressive. Do you know about that? That it did that?
Impressive. That's amazing.
Yeah. That's amazing.
All right. Now try copying it to good another job, place Shilt. And see how long.
Next question.
Let's talk about the dialogue.
Oh, man. Oh, wait. We got another one here.
Oh, how many emails have there been to the Defrag Tools email address? This includes questions and answers to viewers, and also the coordination emails for the shows.
Ooh. Does it also include spam?
No.
Oh. Oh, those have been filtered.
Those have been filtered.
Right. Oh, thanks to our...
Go, KC.
5,000.
Nope.
Damn. Oh. I was trying
someone
to
else?
Flip it on the head. Yeah. On C versus B.
There he goes.
2,500.
Nope.
Whoa. All right.
Well,
now
you've got a 50-50 chance here.
No, it's going for the 10,000.
I think we're just about to have a Monty. We should have a Monty Hall. All
right. It is 9,940 something right now as of this morning.
Wow.
Wow.
That is a lot of emails.
That is a lot of emails.
Yeah.
And I'm astonished that somebody actually kept those emails.
I have a rule. It goes in a folder and it just stays there.
Still.
He's a former Outlook engineer.
I was going to say, like, I understand that,
yeah. KC and I are buddies.
But retention policy.
Well.
No, I went into the history to get the full list. Okay. All right, next set of questions is on the Redmond campus.
Oh, ooh, all right.
Now we're getting into stuff. Uh-oh.
Okay, now we've got something where we actually have a snowball's chance of getting an answer on.
All right.
What year did Microsoft move into the campus, not sign the agreement or start a construction? Move into the campus. Larry?
That was 1986. I still have the mug, the coaster that they gave everybody that says, Microsoft New Campus, 1986.
Oh,
March, okay. Actually, if you really want to get...
Yeah, like, the rest of us.
Impressive.
We had no chance.
Yeah, no.
That was literally there.
Larry was,
actually, technically, I wasn't there.
Ah.
Technically, I was in Paris, France during that weekend.
That weekend?
Yeah.
Just for that weekend.
Just for the weekend. Actually, literally, they sent me on a business trip for a weekend to Paris, France. We flew out on Thursday night on a red eye. We worked Friday, Saturday. We flew home on Sunday, and Thursday we packed up our offices on the north of campus, and Monday we opened up in the new campus.
Man. Everything very old cool. is new again.
Isn't a that's weekend right. business meeting in France illegal?
Oh, is that like
I can't answer
thing?
That.
Next question.
Statute of limitations has expired.
All right,
I can't
true.
Answer that.
Next question.
They're probably tearing down that building now, aren't they?
How many buildings are there on the Redmond campus? And I will qualify this if nobody jumps in. It includes the Commons, it includes Red West, but does not include parking structures. Ooh. So basically, it's what Microsoft Maps shows you as buildings.
On the main campus.
Go, Raymond.
I'm going 73.
That was actually going to be my answer.
Yes.
122, which is the other answer, is, I believe, the highest building number.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an interesting question to ask next.
Oh.
And it's the highest building number. Yeah.
And it's not one of the answers.
It's not one of these.
So he's wrong.
So I'm wrong.
You are wrong. Well, you still. I'll give you a freebie on that one.
Ring in.
Actually.
I mean it.
Well,
Casey's going for it.
It has to be 127 because 122 does exist, so it can't be 115. And I've never heard of 162 or 181.
Yeah. 127 is the one 115 down,
right
down the hill.
Yeah. It's like the shipping place.
It's next to the archives. Yep.
Yeah.
My current
127.
Yeah, Casey's right. Got.
Woohoo! So I got a point.
My current building is 115, and I know that's not the highest number.
Say,
so.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You ready? This one's going to be a fast one. Ready?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What building number is the visitor center?
Ooh.
Raymond
oh,
got
think
it, I think.
Raymond got in.
That's 92. Oh,
yeah. Correct, Amundo.
All right, Raymond.
The visitor center, which used to be the museum, but is now less museum-y and more visitor center-y,
yes.
Which
it's
is
more
somewhat
store
disappointing.
Now it's just a normal market.
Where was the visitor center first?
Oh, that was over by like 25, right?
Yep.
East Tech.
We're East 25, Tech. Over in 25.
Well, like the old thing next
the
to
old,
25.
It's it now,
I don't know.
It's where the conference center and EBC are, East Tech, as Raymond said.
Yeah. It's been torn down.
Yeah, it was like these old
13,
buildings that got
I believe.
Remodeled. I don't know.
Something like that.
I've been to it, I just don't remember.
Yeah.
14.
Amy's in the audience.
Amy's
she
got
knows.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, ready, thanks one?
Amy's
what year was Building 92 opened?
What year was Building 92?
Oh, gosh.
I can give you a hint.
Somebody's got
it's one of these four?
that helps.
It opened only a couple weeks before I joined. That's how I know what date it is.
Oh, that's how you know.
So how long have I been at Microsoft?
Gosh, I should know this.
I should know this.
There's no negative points here. Yeah,
there are no points off for wrong answers.
I'm going to go with 2007.
Nope.
Oh, well then, 2008.
Correct.
See, Larry, why didn't you know that? Like, I know, I mean, come on, really.
Just Casey's coming up, yeah.
Casey is, I'm getting smoked and I'm annoyed.
I'm doing a smoke pass.
What is special about Building 7?
Oh, I think Casey just got it.
We got a couple angles. It has a swimming pool.
That's true.
Right?
It's true.
Have to take the elevator to get to the swimming pool, though, so it kind of a bunch of people get lost, and also it doesn't exist.
Yes.
That is not.
Well, it did exist briefly.
Technically, whatever.
If you go and look at the original Redmond site map for the Microsoft campus,
I believe we've seen
Building
that in
7
the
is in fact on that map. So.
So are you saying just because something's on a map, it's real? It exists. I'm just saying.
The map is the terrain. The terrain is the map.
Well, also building the building now known as Building 37 was originally known as Building 7 until everybody got mad.
Yes, there was.
Also true.
And so when they saw that, new Building 7 is starting construction, everybody's like, you can't do that. It's going to break all of my forwarding links.
<It's> like
all right. Pretty good points on that.
Yeah, that was
good call. Good call.
All right. The next round is the CEO round.
Uh-oh.
It's the CEO round.
All right, ready?
This should be fun.
In what year did Steve Ballmer become CEO?
Wasn't it?
2000.
Correct.
Okay, that was going to be my guess, but I was debating.
Oh. I was also like
You ready?
In what year did Satya become CEO? 2014.
Correct, Amundo.
Wow. How do you guys know this?
Well,
okay.
I can't remember. I mean, that's back like to nothing, last right? week.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Wait, he's our CEO?
Yeah.
The next rounds are.
Oh, Ninja Cat. Ninja. Oh, thanks. I may as well just go to sleep right now.
All right. This is a list round. So you will individually go around the table and get a point for each thing that you do.
It's like a hot potato round.
So who got the last question right?
Casey.
Okay, that means Larry's first in this round.
Uh-oh.
All right, ready? List the Ninja Cat steeds. So you get 1 point for each one that you can list.
Oh, okay.
One each. We're going around. One each.
Well, okay, I'm going to go for the easy one, which is the unicorn, because I'm staring at a unicorn Ninja Cat t-shirt.
All right. 1 point for Larry. Raymond.
One for Larry.
The narwhal.
Correct.
Oh, very nice. The T-Rex is my personal favorite.
Yep.
Ditto. Dragon.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Left shark.
Yep.
You're done. Tiger.
Yep.
I can keep going.
Crab.
Oh, I don't have that one, but good on you, yes.
Crab is absolutely one because my kids have one.
Okay. Yep.
I didn't
know. Giant crab, red cross.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't involved in a crab that I could think of. Maybe Jordan did.
One more.
Minecraft guy.
No.
Isn't his name Steve?
Come on.
That is the Steve. Dire Wolf. Would be
Dire Wolf.
Yeah, actually, there's one more. Yep.
There's one more.
Not technically a steed, more of a situation.
Oh,
a situation.
Oh, situation.
Oh,
we've been Ninja Cats in Jersey.
We've gone Jersey Shore.
A situation.
Six-pack abs on a Ninja Cat.
Are you gonna pass, Larry?
I'm gonna pass.
Raymond, you got.
I already said my Minecraft guy.
Was it there?
Can you remember?
I honestly
KC is one more.
Situation. I mean,
there's planes involved.
Planes?
Oh.
Well, we did one for an internal thing that was on planes, but I honestly can't think
of it. Is this the Empire State Building thing?
Oh, yes, that gorilla.
Oh.
See, I don't think of that as a steed.
He did confess that it wasn't a steed.
I'm going to give you a point anyway.
So. It's a situation.
All right,
it's
I think it was 3-4.
Yeah. Right, that was a gorilla. I was involved in that one.
Wasn't there a
I'm missing the crab. Right? I'm missing the picture of the crab, but.
There's a tiger.
I think Casey said tiger, didn't
you? Oh, did I say tiger? I said T-Rex and direwolf. I forgot to say tiger.
I don't think anybody got the tiger.
You know what? I screwed up.
Oh, did I?
I'm gonna say three.
I have no idea.
I screwed up, actually, because the dragon, looking at the images now, is the one I called crab.
Oh!
And that's where I, that was my, so I lose a point.
Oh! But then now you've corrected yourself.
Yeah,
so
excellent.
Give it to
double
you.
Points.
Do we get points for honesty?
No.
Honesty.
Points for honesty.
2 points for honesty. Like
2 points. So I think
I just remember the big orange wing.
I think Larry deserves a point for honesty. That brings us to triple five
score.
Uh-oh.
Triple five score?
Whoa, wait,
well, no, I haven't added any yet. So I think it was like three, four.
I only got two.
You only got two? All right, I trust you.
Maybe not even, no.
And Casey got like four.
I got Narwhal.
Casey got like four.
Or 10 or 12 or whatever.
And some lot.
So we're getting
Narwhal. How do you get from 5 to 11, Chad?
Because you said they get points for
honesty. Okay. Wait,
2 points for honesty. Doing it. Yeah, totally.
And then you got like four.
Unicorn.
And
had
four, so I'm going to give you like 8 now.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, take me down to 6.
Oh, I mean, if you insist.
Okay. We're like throwing away our own points. What
kind of
game
like
show contestants are?
Didn't you come to win?
We're like broken game show
contestants.
I didn't
come here to make friends.
Right. Yeah.
I'm here to win.
Protocol round.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
All right. Now, are we talking protocol documentation over the wire? Like, there's a lot of...
Or like, which one you're supposed to use?
Are we going to talk British railway stations?
Alex Trebek doesn't
tell you. Our prep time isn't that big. It's purely, can you name the acronym?
Oh, right. Expand the acronym. All right.
Oh,
like this.
Okay.
It is my area.
And there
amazing.
Will be a bonus point. It's not required if you know what the port number is for
Ooh.
That protocol.
Ooh.
Right. You go, well, I think I know that, but I've got some new protocols in here.
I said, okay, so it's the second one.
Right. I don't care if it's UDP or TCP. Just give me the number.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh. 80 and hypertext transfer protocol.
Correct. So 2 points.
Correct. 2 points.
You ready?
Defrag.
I know.
Defrag.
Oh.
I didn't think you
Wait,
could.
I think it was Raymond.
Raymond
first?
Yeah. Oh,
Raymond got
Raymond.
Raymond.
That's file transfer protocol, 23.
Oh, yeah.
21.
Oh.
Oh. Wait. Oh. What's 23?
23 was Telnet, I think.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, you're giving away the answer.
Oh. No, oh, it's not an acronym.
That's not an acronym.
SMTP.
Simple Mail Transfer Protocol, port 25.
Transfer?
It is transfer, correct.
Transfer or, yeah, it's transfer,
it is transfer.
Not transport.
I just
not transport.
Just check it. Like,
it is transfer.
I always remember and the T is the one that people got
It is port 25.
Up. All right, 2 points for Larry.
Yeah, you had me at ELO.
All right, you ready?
Oh, shouldn't have given my point away.
NNTP.
Who was it?
I think it was you.
Audience?
Network News Transfer Protocol 19.
Oh, close. 119.
119?
Oh.
I guess it's been a while since we've used
it. It has been a little bit of a while.
This is based on one the internet told me yesterday. I don't know how much I trust the internet.
I thought for sure that was one of the low digit numbers, but I
actually
I will defer to your reading of the
Wikipedia. Oh, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Wikipedia.
It was something 19. I knew that.
Oh, so next one. NTP.
Larry.
Network Time Protocol. And I unfortunately do not know the protocol number.
UDP 123, you are correct.
Any steal on the...
I was going to say.
All right, I was going to say...
Steal not the on, not on
yeah,
NTP.
Can someone steal the port?
Yeah, you can steal the port.
But you just gave the answer, so now they can't.
So technically.
It's like a port key.
Why don't you give us a good one like ASN?
DNS.
Raymond.
Raymond.
That's a domain name service? No?
No.
No.
Someone else?
Directory name service, I believe.
Oh my gosh, we're total Microsoft nerds.
Yeah.
Domain.
Yeah.
Directory.
Like, I totally did the same thing in my head. I was like,
oh, it's.
You know. Also, no points off for
you got one of the words wrong.
Well, there's
wrong,
that
though.
Too. Do you have a port number, or can I guess and steal?
Port number -2.
No.
I thought it was like 53, but it's
so
been really long.
Raymond said domain name service. It's not domain name service.
Oh well.
Well, Larry said directory name.
No, it's not directory. It's
no.
It's domain.
Oh, so we're still waiting for someone to get it right.
It is domain.
What?
Because that's their domains, top level domains, et cetera.
Domain name system.
System. Oh.
Port 53.
So you got your transfer versus your transport.
Wait, did anyone say
and now
53?
System
service
versus
service.
System.
0 points. You ready?
No, I think Casey said 53.
Next
right?
one.
I said 53, but
I did. You
yeah.
did
got the right. You get the point.
DHCP.
Oh.
Dynamic host configuration protocol.
Yep.
Again, don't know the port number on it.
Anybody for the steal?
It's been too long.
169.
Nope.
Nice.
So server is 67, client is 68. Both UDP.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
There's two of them.
I didn't know that. I guess server to server for replication.
Acronym round. This is more, so we've gone kind of like services for networking. Now we're going to talk more about hardware acronyms. Okay? You ready?
He seems happy.
Okay.
Twain.
OEM.
Oh, that was close. Raymond.
That's the original equipment manufacturer.
Ding, ding, ding.
An increasingly incorrect name for the term.
That is true as well.
All right, you ready?
I keep wanting
BIOS.
I think that was Larry.
Basic input and output subsystem.
Are you serious?
Close enough. It's system,
that?
I'll give you that.
System, but
I'll give you that.
Subsystem.
Wow.
So we're slowly moving.
I owned the BIOS for MS-DOS 4 when I started at Microsoft.
Oh, see, now you're thinking.
You feel me?
So now, see, there are two BIOSes. There's the
absolutely.
There's the BIOS that's in the motherboard, and then there's the BIOS that's in the operating system.
Absolutely, and I own the operating systems, which was
so
called.
So it could be they have different expansions.
Well, you said subsystem.
Could be one subsystem and one system.
I'm going to give it to you because I'm a nice guy.
In MS-DOS, it's io.sys. In PC-DOS, it was ibmbio.com.
That's nice.
All right.
You guys are nerds.
That's why we're on the show, Casey.
Because you know obscure trivia.
All right, you ready?
That's fascinating. Actually, by the way, the guy who owns BIOS firmware and Surface, he has a dog named Yuffie.
Yes!
Oh, that's a good name.
Oh, that is awesome.
That is not
so awesome.
Hey!
What does it say? What does it stand for?
Universal Extendable Firmware Interface.
Correct.
What's its port number?
Or extensible?
All right, you ready?
I thought it was extensible, but I think it's close enough.
Extensible is what you said.
It uses
you said extendable. But
I did say extendable.
We'll give it to you.
ACPI. So we're slowly moving up the highway stack.
You use the term, but
I know the...
Maybe we should like do one where if we all contribute.
If we all
like,
work together, maybe
right.
we can do this.
I will agree
it's
to
like
that.
They never do this on Survivor, but maybe that's the key to
this
getting
is
off
a tough
the island.
One. I don't know.
Advanced configuration something interface, but
advanced configuration and something interface. Right.
Power?
Correct.
Yes.
1 point each.
1 point each.
Team effort.
I should mutter louder.
I didn't say a darn thing, so no points for me, please.
Okay.
Hal. Oh. Hardware abstraction layer.
Yep. Yes.
Port, just kidding. But I do have a license plate of HAL. There, the HAL in Washington. It's in my collection.
Now, the HAL in 2001 A Space Odyssey, I think was the theory is he's named that because each letter is one ahead of
I think it's
IBM.
Real, actually. I'm pretty sure that's legit.
One step ahead of IBM.
Gotcha. All of his denials are just for show.
Something
and
like
Windows
that.
NT is based on VMS moving to WNT.
I don't buy that one at all because, well.
Yeah, because you're going to call a product Windows New Technology.
Well, first off, it was NT OS 2 when it started. So it WNT wouldn't have made sense given that the product has its origination as a
as OS 2.
New
as
res, a new.
It wasn't
it was a new OS with
Windows.
An OS 2 emulation layer on top of it. So it was originally NT OS 2. So
if you want to get the non-war version
I'm with Larry.
Of
I don't.
History.
I think that's a.
I like that it was NT OS 2 3.0. Like we need a 2 and a 3. This is the second operating system, but on its third version.
Yeah. All right, we're going up the layers. CSRSS.
Ooh.
Client server runtime subsystem.
Correct.
Boom.
Why does system get its own S? You know, usually like.
We are very bad at establishing uniformity among the way we create our acronyms. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes, if something's the Microsoft something, we'll call it the M something, and sometimes we'll call it the MS something, depending on whether the something is short or long.
Mm-hmm. All right, you ready? UBI.
Oh, I think for Casey. Casey got
out of box Casey. Experience.
Yeah. Out of box experience.
That's that welcome screen.
I don't have
people.
That license plate, but I do have 0083.
You have quite a license plate.
She
collection
has,
that's a,
she
my,
has like the best
light plate, awesome
license plate collection
it's
ever.
Awesome.
All right.
I have
now
some
you just
D-book
did,
ones.
Now did you get a Rode camera so that you can get more license plates?
I literally have a dash cam so that
dash
I can
cam.
Have
for the purpose of capturing license plates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Really, after cards with good license plates.
I did that already, but now I actually have a dash cam when I do that.
So. All right, ready? IIS.
Oh, I think it was Casey.
I think it was Casey. Yeah, Internet Information Server.
No.
What?
Oh.
Wait,
hold on. If you gave me some of this, give it to her.
Server?
Okay, services.
Good so, whatever.
Wait, services plural?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Because it does FTP and HTTP and HTTPS, we have both country and Western.
All right. And talking about IIS.
Are you going to have DS to MB in this list?
Uh-oh. ASP.
Ooh, Raymond.
That was Raymond.
Is that active server pages?
It is.
I got to catch up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're running behind.
What about .NET?
I'll give you double points for the next one.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
So this is your chance, Raymond.
Wait, what?
It's your chance to go bad
or good.
I got
a follow up?
It's 2 points for the next one. All right, you ready?
It's going to be some like 28 level
ISA long. Server.
Oh.
Accelerator.
I know some of the words.
Oh.
S is, well, security, right?
I don't know.
ISO is a security product. It was like isolation and security.
Oh, this is a different ISA.
Yeah, this was.
This is not the ISA bus. This is the actual
server.
Yeah,
not ISA, that ISA.
Not this ISA, but the server. But
the other ISA.
I thought there was something where the A stood for accelerator. But I guess this isn't
You're close.
Internet Service Accelerator. I don't know. I'm making up stuff.
What did I write on the security and information? You're all very close.
Yeah.
Architecture is where I'm going, and I can't.
There's a lot of words that start with those letters.
There are.
To do with that product.
Right. And right. Since I have absolutely no clue.
It's been a long time since I've used
Internet Security and Acceleration Server.
Oh, see? I think we should split that one.
Acceleration?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Of all the names they could have chosen, they chose one that was the same acronym as a thing that already existed.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
What's chances? Yes.
Which is going to be even more in the next round. So, System 32 folder.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
All right, so same thing again. What's the acronym stand for? This is all of the products that start with, or a lot of them that start with MS something.
Something.
Okay. MSDT.
Ooh.
Oh,
MSDT.
Wait. I know DTC.
I was going to say, is AFD.sys?
It's newer than most.
No, we're not going to.
I know what MSDTC is.
3 to 5 years old.
DT.
Gove says it's
audience expert.
Audience expert.
Audience expert.
Point for the audience.
I was going to say, I'm going to phone a friend.
It's millisecond date time.
No.
It's
worth a guess.
It works.
Probably Microsoft.
Gove, what is it?
It's the Microsoft Diagnostic Tool.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or Troubleshooter.
Troubleshooter. Microsoft Diagnostic
Troubleshooting Wizard. All right, you ready for the next one? MSDTC.
Ooh,
if Larry doesn't get this one,
I don't have anything to do with it. But it's the Microsoft Distributed Transaction Coordinator.
It is.
The great thing about that name is you still have no idea what it does.
No clue. I just know it happens to be Distributed Transaction Coordinator.
Most of our things is like, what does that mean? What does that stand for? And they tell you, okay, but what does it mean?
All right.
I think Raymond gets an extra point just for that.
Just for mocking him?
Yeah.
I can do that.
We have points for mocking
him. Totally wiping
on. Come on, bring it on. I'm ready for it.
All right.
Now that I know that's okay.
MSRA.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
The sun god? I mean.
Gove is over here.
Gove's over here like, come on, you guys.
That's Microsoft Remote Assistance.
All right.
I know it was the remote
thing.
I was trying to remember it was access or assistance.
The next one's going to be like MSRAC.exe.
The next one.
Well, I want to have something up on front of you.
Yeah, so on the next one.
Oh, are you showing the files?
On the next one, I want the acronym of what it is and its more common name now.
Ooh.
Okay, you ready? Okay. You should all know this one. I guarantee you all of this typed this 1,000 times in your life. You ready? Larry got it.
Larry buzzed in.
Microsoft Terminal Services Client, also known as the RDP client, and
that thing changes names about every three years.
I say ITS. I still say TS. Like ITS into another machine. Still.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do, and it's Raymond and I use it all the time. I don't know how often you would use it, but
what's the hit?
Everything into another machine.
Well, since I just said I use it.
I actually say RDP.
Is this the point where we mock him?
This is where you mock me.
RDP is what the youngsters say.
I guess that's like an FTP into another machine, RDP into another
machine. Oh, I always say RDP I have MSDT/V.
Are we going to do code names?
I haven't gotten the deck, but I'll give you one more question. What edition of Windows did RDP first exist in?
Ooh.
Terminal server.
Hit your button.
Sorry. NT40 Terminal Services like edition, wasn't it?
It was, correct.
Yeah, correct, yes.
I had to install that SKU separate. I was so excited.
Yeah. It used to be its own thing. That was the Hydra server that Grant mentioned.
Hydra, yeah.
Yeah. Because of the multi-heads thing, I guess.
All right. So now we're going to talk about the Windows folder.
Uh-oh, going up in the hierarchy?
Yeah, from the Windows folder below, kind of. Approximately how many megabytes does Notepad use on the disk and why?
Oh, I have a question.
That's a great question.
I have no idea, but it's really interesting.
I have a hint slide to help you get your answer. You ready?
Wait,
there's a hint.
A hint?
Wait, sorry, I can't see it.
How many megabytes on disk does Notepad use?
Well, I can add.
Wait,
it's like,
how
well,
precise?
we got that's a K, so it's about 3/4 of a meg.
Ooh. I think it's a trick question.
No, it's a trick question.
I was going to say, is this a component cache?
Do we support hard links now?
We do support hard links in very limited circumstances.
So it's actually only 500?
So it's actually only half a meg.
I think it's only half a meg because those two are hard linked together.
Yeah. 258.
I mean, they're the same. Yeah, that makes sense.
Those two are the same because we have to put them in there because otherwise everything stops working.
Correct. Yeah. And really, write.exe that's in the Windows folder redirects to WordPad.
I did not know that.
So Notepad is in the root directory of Windows with a hard link to the System 32 edition, and there's also the separate 32-bit version.
We should tell Mary Jo Foley. She would be very interested.
Yeah.
We try to save people hard disk space.
All right, ready?
Wow,
I think didn't we just
so that was
Mary
Larry's point, I think.
About the, oh.
What is the command to reboot Windows from the command line? Raymond.
Shutdown /R/T0
I was
going to
say, yeah.
Thank you.
And don't shut down the host PC if you're trying to do not that we've ever done that.
What is the command?
The other trick is
to click on the desktop and hit Alt F4. Because that'll bring up the thing even when like everything else is borked.
Yep.
You can Alt F4 the desktop and then you get your options.
And down
I
you
guys. Like Windows XUR, but that's not really command line, I guess. Yeah.
The risk of those types of things is that if you're coming in through the remote desktop client, you're not quite sure which machine you're shutting down.
But
Alt F4 is pretty safe that it's going to go to the
and
thing.
And that works in RDP as well? Or is it going to cause that? Does that work in RDP as well?
Or will it RDP? Or will the list close your RDP?
Will the list diminish down to the logon list?
Oh, that's the other thing, is that if you are connected via remote desktop into another machine, most of the shutdown options will not give you an actual shutdown. Yeah. It'll say, oh, you're connected by a remote desktop. I'm going to give you disconnect instead of shutdown.
Yeah. Right.
But Alt F4 on the desktop gives you all the options. You can do a remote shutdown.
You can remotely shut down
the machine. He's got his voice.
I think that's a bonus point right there,
because that's a good
I'm Raymond Chenin. I'm doing a build talk.
It's very nice. You even dressed up today.
He did?
Raymond's sure.
Like, Raymond looks like that every single day.
That there's
ever
a camera.
Met him.
Including
every
the Windows 3.1 pin.
Well, every single day that there's a camera,
oh, there you go.
I'm dressed like this.
Well, these days.
All right, next one.
Yeah, that's true.
What is the command to set a machine level environment variable from the command line?
Set in?
No.
That's set X.
Really?
What? Oh, you're looking for more?
Yeah.
You want more like setx.exe?
For the machine. Setx does it for user.
Oh.
By default.
Oh.
Wow. I don't care.
You launch the control panel.
I mean, you know, if you
set a machine. You go to the system control panel, and there's an
UI option. You don't
always
have to use command line. I'm just saying.
Because if you're setting a machine environment, that requires you to elevate, and that means you're doing scary stuff.
/M. Thank you, audience.
Audience. The audience should probably have points at this
point. The audience should have
points.
We'll
have to make a call for the audience. Totally
the audience is on like 3 or 4 right now at least. All right.
Okay. This was running a little bit long. We're going to cut this into 2 episodes. So you have to tune in next week to find out who wins the Defrag Tools Trivia Challenge.
Who is the champion of champions.
That's right. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.